Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. WA Health says the risk to the community is low after a returned traveller tested positive for monkeypox. It's the first case of the virus detected in the state. Contact tracing is underway this afternoon. The person is isolating and being closely monitored by health authorities. The Premier has pointed to record investment in supports for teenage inmates at Banksia Hill after a spike in self-harm incidents. Figures out today show 20 inmates in the first half of this year are receiving support following suicide attempts. Mark McGowan says the department continues to invest in mental health.
As sad as it is, there's reasons why the detainees are there. And so, look, there's lots of services, lots of effort to assist these young people. We're spending, I think it's $26 million on improvements and additional services there.
WA's green energy sector has hit a construction milestone today at the state's first large-scale battery storage project. The first battery units have been installed at the Kwinana site. Energy Minister Bill Johnston expects the site to come online by the end of the year.
To keep the grid stable, to make sure that there's affordable electricity going forward for all West Australians as we transition to more renewable.
WA Health reporting 3,239 new cases of COVID overnight. There are 351 people being treated for the virus in hospital. 14 are in intensive care. Sadly, a man in his 40s has passed away with COVID. That dates back to July 31. Matty De Rosaria has entered the history books this morning, the West Aussie becoming the first Australian para-athlete to win four gold medals at the Comm Games, holding on for a tight finish in the 1,500-metre final.
King Horton Ballard are coming in. It's an epic finish, but she's going to do it again, and Maddie gets there.
There's Bruce on Channel 7. Dual cycling golds for the men's and women's time trial as well. And javelin world champ Kelsey Lee Barber has been cleared to compete despite testing positive to COVID in the lead-up to the opening ceremony.